This is Purple Radio on demand.
Hello and welcome back to the Passion Fruit podcast. This is the place where I, Lydia Bennett, talk to my fellow Durham students about some of their niche and not so niche passions. I'm on a mission to find the most obscure passion in our city. We're also discussing the fruit that comes from these interests. How do these passions improve their lives? What do they gain from enjoying these weird and wonderful interests? So stay with me in this episode to discover what makes Durham students tick, what drives them, and what wakes them up in the morning. Speaking of what wakes them up in the morning, I'm joined by Emily Williams today for a breakfast-themed special. Welcome to the Passion Fruit Podcast, Emily. Thank you for joining me for this episode. Let's get straight down to business, shall we? Tell me, what is your passion?
Well, Lydia, my passion is eggs.
Right. Before we unpack that a little bit, tell us a bit about yourself. Give us your Durham stats to start off.
Yes, so I'm Emily. I'm a fourth year at John Snow College, and I do modern languages and cultures, but only German.
Right. And how are you finding that?
It's good. It's going along. We know we're almost done, which is nice. But yes, I like my course.
And you did a year abroad, didn't you?
I did do a year abroad.
Where were you? How did you find it?
I was in Heidelberg in southwest Germany. It was a lovely little city, very much like Durham, and I very much loved it. It was just a very chill Erasmus year.
Nice. Very nice indeed. Very pretty place, actually.
Yes.
I've been.
Yes, Christmas market, it's insane.
So good. Best Glühwein around.
Only €4.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to talk about your passion.
Let's do it.
Tell me about your relationship with eggs. Whoa. Take me on the journey of your love for eggs.
So I think it started when I was very young. It must have been primary school age. I'm talking 6, 7 years old. And my dad thought it was a good idea to get pet chickens for the house. We weren't a pet family. My mum's scared of almost anything that moves, and I too as a child was scared of dogs and cats and all of this kind of thing. So we thought chickens, you know, a great pet to have. So we get five chickens named after we get two chickens called Ginger and Roast. and then we loved them, and they gave us eggs every day. We got two more chickens. This is a side note. Got two more chickens. They died. Turns out Ginger was a killer chicken, killed all the rest of the chickens.
Really? How did this chicken do such a thing?
Pecked them to death.
Pecked them to death?
So one dropped off one by one, and then Ginger was the last one, so we realised Ginger was the killer.
Wow.
Which was sad. So that means that the fresh eggs ran out after that. But whilst we had them, every morning my dad would go to the end of the garden and get fresh eggs for breakfast. And the highlight of that childhood was definitely when he got a double yolk in the morning.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, did happened that happen?
A lot.
Really?
Happened. I think it's the free-range chicken, something about keeping them in your garden, letting them run free, gets double yolks.
Okay, and was it was the chickens that started the passion?
I'd say so.
Tell me what it's looked like after the chickens.
After the chickens, it's looked like eggs every day since then, I'd say. I particularly got into it, I think, when I came to uni. John Snow self-catered, you know, had to come up with breakfast ideas, and they normally involved eggs. But I'd say, I don't know, I'd say the whole of my school years, eggs were a staple for me for breakfast, and they still are, as you can attest. We do buy a lot of eggs in this house.
Get through them very quickly.
Very, very quickly.
How many eggs a week are we saying?
Well, there's three of us, minimum two a day each. That's six. Six times seven, 42.
42
I'd say
eggs.
42 on a good week. We'd probably have more sometimes if we're baking.
Yeah. See, I would say that my enjoyment of eggs has only come recently.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I've never been an egg fan.
Yeah.
Until
me, basically.
Until you. You got me into
them. That's how passionate I am.
Yeah, wow. Contagious.
Yeah, indeed.
And your association with eggs has gone beyond breakfast, though, hasn't it?
Oh, 100%. I feel like they're used for so many different things. Pancakes. Let's talk about pancakes. Delicious. Need eggs for them. I also love to incorporate them in dinner time meals. Sometimes we make a pork belly ramen in this house. A poached egg in that is absolutely delicious. What else do I use eggs for? Had an egg in a sandwich just now for dinner. I just think they're so versatile. And sometimes underrated. I feel like some people can be quite immature so they don't like eggs. But actually, eggs are in most things that we eat.
Cake,
pancakes, sometimes protein shakes,
meringue,
love a meringue, love a pavlova. And it's just, they're just so versatile.
And tell me about your yearbook.
Well, so in my year 11 yearbooks, when I was 16, we were asked the question, obviously, all the like, where will you see yourself in 10 years, da 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 da. And one of the questions was, describe yourself in one word. And I... No, one word, or just describe yourself. One of those things. And I said, I'm an egg in human form. Mm. I think this has many meanings, I think, largely based on my face shape. I'm a very round face with a big forehead, so I feel like I look like an egg. So I can embody my passion on quite a personal level.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Now, tell me your favourite way to cook eggs. And then after that, tell me your least favourite way to cook eggs.
Well, we were talking about this at breakfast this morning. It's really developed over the years. I've become a scrambled just because of ease. But I'd say my overall favourite is a soft-boiled egg, which I feel like is so controversial.
With soldiers?
With soldiers, yes. Sometimes that's a 3-minute 45, I'd say. Mm. A 6-minute egg, you can peel and then you can smash it on an avocado toast. And that's the perfect jamminess. My least favourite... It's a hard-boiled egg, but you know when they do it to, like, 9 minutes and it goes grey in the inside that you'd get in, like, Tesco meal deal? Hate that. But apart from that, or, like, just an egg white omelette. Why are you not eating the yolk? The yolk's the best bit, in my opinion. Mm. What about you? What would you say?
Oh, I think scrambled is just great, especially if there's a cheesy situation involved.
On a sourdough.
On a sourdough. You tell me go to Durham. I do love a scrambled... To be honest, that is my go-to, really. I quite like a poached, but I would never have an egg by itself. I normally like it in the with a combination of different ingredients, like a toast,
a bacon,
avocado with a bacon, spinach. That's what I had this morning. That was delicious. Is there any type of egg that you don't like?
Oh, gosh. I don't like cream eggs.
Whoa!
Talking about Easter right now, I don't like cream eggs. Mm. I can't say I've actually had a full one. But the idea of icing and chocolate really freaks me out. I'm not an icing person. Mm. But love mini eggs. So I can forgive Cadbury's for the cream eggs because they gave me mini eggs. Mm. And that's a staple part of my Easter. Mm-hmm. But other eggs, I don't know. I like quail's eggs. Mm. I assume I'd like an ostrich egg if anyone ever gave me one. What other eggs are there?
I think you've... A goose egg.
I love a goose egg. Mm. So I think the only egg I don't like is a cream egg. And I think that's valid.
I vehemently disagree because that's they are absolutely delicious, but quite sickly. Couldn't have many of them.
No.
I like a caramel egg.
Oh, I love a caramel egg.
Yeah. Have you ever had those eggs that they used to come in cartons, like moussey?
I've seen them, but I've never had one.
They were a bit of a craze for a while, but I can't say I'd buy them again.
I feel like I'm just a mini eggs girl.
Yeah.
When it comes to Easter,
it's actually dangerous.
It's dangerous because they feel like they're fruit for some reason because they're colourful. Do you know what I mean? Like they don't feel unhealthy. And I just get a whole handful and just shove them in my mouth.
Okay, now, because obviously we live together, I see how many eggs we get through. We get through a lot. Do you have a favourite egg supplier? And what size do you get?
Okay, well, this is controversial, I think. I mean, I'd like to say I go for the free-range Happy Egg Company, but I don't. I tend to go to Big Tesco and get the 10 barn eggs because they're so cheap and we go through them really quickly. But what I must complain about is that they used to do them in packs of 15 and now they're only packs of 10. And you get less for your money, but I guess that's just the cost of living crisis. Mm. So I'd say when I'm at uni, Tesco barn eggs.
And we're all on a student budget, aren't we?
Yeah, about 3 at once because I stock up when I'm in Big Tesco. Mm. When I'm at home, I go for a free-range large egg in a nice carton that's not plastic.
Yes.
But that's because my mother is paying and not me.
Yes. I have to agree with you there. Can you taste the difference between a free-range egg and a caged egg? Like a barn egg?
I don't think so. Mm. I really don't think so. I think I can tell the difference between the colours.
Mm.
Because I feel like free-range eggs are way more orange and they just look healthier. But then again, I've never been in the context where I have to taste two next to each other and do a taste test. Mm. Maybe that could be something I could do over the holidays.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I've never had to do that. But I think taste-wise, you can't tell. But looks-wise, you definitely can.
Mm, okay. Have you ever been egged?
Have you been egged? Oh my gosh. I don't think so. I don't think anyone's ever hated me that much. But no, I've never been egged. Have you?
I've never been egged.
No.
I don't think I've ever egged anything.
Like even.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you egged someone?
I hope no. No, in first year, my two flatmates were playing a game of catch with an egg.
Mm.
And then I didn't want to join in because I didn't trust my catching abilities and they threw it at me and I didn't catch it and it went on my slipper. So I guess that's the closest to being egged. But that wasn't intentional because they thought I'd be more sporty than I am and be able to catch it. But I wasn't, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think I like the idea of being egged.
No, it's gross.
Also, quite painful, potentially.
Also, a waste of eggs. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Student budget. Why am I throwing them?
Yeah. Okay, important question. Mm. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken. In my opinion, the chicken. I believe in creation. I believe that the Lord created all the animals. Therefore, from a strictly religious point of view, I'd say the chicken came first.
Mm, mm.
Just like, I think humans came before human eggs.
Human eggs?
As in, like, human eggs.
Yeah. Mm. But, ooh, yeah.
I'd say chicken first. What about you?
I think I'd say the same.
For the same reason?
For the same reason.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah. Easy answer, really. Okay, now we've talked a little bit about Easter and chocolate eggs. Are mini eggs the only type of chocolate eggs that you like?
Oh, no. No.
Tell me more about that.
I love a dime chocolate egg. The ones that come in the little packets, individually wrapped. I also, as we said, love a caramel egg. Mm. But I think the best Easter I've ever got is just those massive Cadbury's Dairy Milk ones.
Really?
They're so thick and they just feel amazing. I love the satisfaction when you crack them and they all break. However, I am lactose intolerant, so sometimes they don't go down too well.
Mm.
But I have had some really good dark chocolate ones as well in special shapes. So each year, I feel like Heston does really nice ones at Waitrose, and you can get, like, a chocolate teapot. Or, like, once we had avocado toast made of chocolate, which is very exciting. God. So I feel like I like going to, like, M&S and Waitrose at Easter just to see the exciting things.
Yes.
But if I'm going based on taste, it's got to be Dairy Milk, and it's got to be a big one.
Really? See, yeah. I always love at Easter getting a Lindor egg.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a Lindor bunny?
No. Really? I quite like a proper Lindor egg with the Lindors,
the balls,
gosh, on the side, like
that's
as
so
the,
rude.
As part of the whole contraption. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Once me and my sister got the massive bunny from my parents, and that was life changing.
I mean, I guess it's pretty much the same because it's the same chocolate,
but it's more exciting when it's in a bunny shape. Really.
I guess, but I quite like the fact that the Lindors come with.
Mm.
So I do really like that. I'd say I have many memories of being a child and getting like the Nestlé eggs, and I
did
love
from like
that.
A distant relative that didn't want to spend money on you, but they got you like a £4 egg.
Yeah,
one of them.
Quite thin chocolate.
Oh yeah, not good. But I feel like people are going too crazy with these things. Like, you go to M&S and it's exciting, but they're charging you £15 for a chocolate egg, which doesn't even taste nice. It just looks cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where we're going wrong in society. We need to stick to the basics.
Agreed.
Good tasting chocolate.
Yeah. Now, tell me what eggs have added to your life. What difference does your love for them make to your life?
Mm.
To put it another way, what is the fruit of your passion?
I mean, obviously the protein that comes with the eggs are always useful as a wannabe gym girly.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, sounds sad, but they just make me really happy. And when I wake up in the morning and I'm going to have eggs for breakfast, I know it's going to be a good day. Mm-hmm. Starts my day off right. And I just feel like I can do so much with them. And I love cooking. So I feel like I can really, you know, join my passions of cooking and eggs together every day.
I think you're right there. The nutrients of the egg.
Oh, exactly. They're so good for you.
Really good for you. Protein, as you say. What else is in there?
I don't know. It's probably a vitamin of some kind.
Yeah. I can't pretend to know a lot about that.
The humanities.
And if someone is listening and thinking, wow, you love eggs. Mm. I want to know how I can get onto this egg craze.
Mm.
I want to get on the bandwagon. What would you say to them, and where should they begin to grasp the full potential of eggs?
Gosh, I'd say find what works for you. It's not one size fits all. And as we found, you know, some people don't like scrambled, some people don't like hard boiled. What you need to do is just try each of them in a context which you like. For example, if you're a breakfast person, try scrambled, try fried, try an omelette. If you're not a breakfast person, you're a dinner person, maybe do like a Japanese onsen egg on top of your ramen. Or perhaps make a meringue, like you said, if you're a dessert person, or make pancakes. I think, really think, what do you enjoy in life? And where could eggs come into that?
Mm-hmm.
That would be my advice.
Okay. And in terms of cooking, what's the easiest way to do it, do you think?
I'd say fried. Mm. Just heat up the pan, put oil in it, crack the egg in, and you're done.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch it. You just, well, obviously, don't let it burn. But like, I feel like scrambled, it takes a bit more skill.
And would you fry it on both sides?
But, right. So what I do, I fry it until it's almost not translucent anymore. Turn off the heat, flip it over for say 10 seconds to seal in the yolk, and then take it out. Because I like a yolk, you see. And this way, you get a yolk, but you don't get the gooey, translucent nonsense.
See, I would never think to do that because that feels unnatural to just kind of squish the yolk.
But you don't. You've got to do it very, very gently and on a very low heat. So you're not actually cooking the yolk. You're just sealing it in.
Okay. And what do you see in your future with eggs?
Oh my gosh, what do I see? Maybe I'll get chickens. Maybe I'll get chickens that don't kill each other. And then I'll have fresh eggs every single morning. And that's probably the dream. Double yolks every morning, free-range eggs. The chickens aren't being held in barns like I'm encouraging now.
Mm.
I just see the passion growing and me using them in more and more versatile ways, to be honest with you.
Have you seen Chicken Run?
I have seen Chicken Run, but a long, long time ago. And I think it must have traumatised me.
Mm.
It's quite a scary film, isn't it?
For children, yes.
Yeah, when I was a child.
Chicken Run 2 came out this year.
Oh gosh, I didn't even know that.
Netflix. It was my Christmas Eve. Oh no, maybe it was Christmas Day film.
It's not very festive.
Well, I know, but it was new on Netflix. So
I guess it's like new life. Jesus was born. You can make that connection.
Yes. It's a great point, actually. Yeah. I like the idea of chickens, though.
Yeah.
How many would you get?
Oh gosh. Four to six, maybe.
Mm.
Because you can't rely on them to definitely lay an egg every day, surely. Yeah. What if there's four of you in the family? Each of you needs one.
Yeah.
So I'd say four. How many kids I have, plus two parents.
Mm.
So, who knows?
Very interesting. And do you have any names for these chickens? Because I really like the names that you picked before.
So yeah, the first set of chickens we had, we called like Roast Ginger. And the other two were very similar vibes. The second set we had, we actually called them after the Bennet sisters from Pride and Prejudice.
Wow.
Which is basically you.
Me!
Yeah, so we had all five of them. So maybe along that theme, you know, either funny, like Fried, or I'd go for like another iconic set of people. Maybe like One Direction, like Niall laid a good egg today kind of thing. Maybe I'll go for that.
Well, what was the name of the other two that you of the first lot?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember. It was like ginger roast, perhaps lemon. What other ways do you cook chicken?
Yeah, fried, is it?
Maybe, but I don't think it was fried.
Roast.
R.A.P. I don't know. They didn't live long enough for me to get to know them that well.
I also want to bring up the eggs that you have on your bed. Tell me more.
I'm a jellycat collector, and I have been for a couple of years now, and creds to Lids, I now have two jellycat eggs. I have one, they're both amusables. If you're a jellycat collector, you'll know what I mean. They're little amusables and they're kind of handheld size that you could fit in a cup. And one of them has got like laughing eyes and one of them has got a smiley face. And yeah, they did make me happy. They really do.
Two eggs together.
Yeah. Is that a saying? No, two eggs in a basket. I'm not very good at idioms. You're way better at sayings than I am.
I don't think there's such a thing, like, other than put all your eggs in one basket.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Do you ever use that phrase?
I do sometimes, actually. That's one of the phrases I can use.
Mm.
But I think I was thinking of, like two peas in a pod. That's what I was thinking of. Two eggs in a bed. There you go.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Passion Fruit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with my housemate Emily, all about her passion for eggs. Come back to hear another Durham student share their passion with us very soon.
Purple Radio Podcasts.
Thanks for downloading this Purple Radio podcast. For more great content and to listen live, head to purpleradio.co.uk.